Good morning. Thanks for listening. Dave and Doreen along with Marcus. Time for your entertainment news, your Hollywood update. We're going to go to the Jimmy Kimmel show last night. Interesting stuff. Justin Timberlake comes out to start the monologue. He says, you probably know him because he's Justin Timberlake.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jimmy Kimmel Live. I'm going to be your host tonight, Justin Timberlake. Yes. Now, you all might know me from being Justin Timberlake.
But Jimmy Kimmel, though, is confused.
Why are you here?
Well, I'm confused. Why are you here, really?
I'm the guest host.
No, you're the musical guest. Why would I need a guest host?
Because you were out all night at the Oscar after party.
No, not really. I went to one party and then I went to bed, you know? Yeah.
Oh. That's so sad.
Justin Timberlake. Also,
that's what happens.
Jimmy Kimmel, part of his monologue last night.
They keep asking what my favorite moment of the night was, and there are a lot of them, but if I had to pick the one moment that tickled me most, it was probably hearing Arnold Schwarzenegger say the word Godzilla. It's like half Godzilla, half lasagna.
But in his defense, we talked about this yesterday. Yeah. Arnold was in full Austrian mode.
Oh, yeah.
At the Academy Awards. All right, let's go to Stephen Colbert's monologue last night.
A scorpion stung a man in his testicles while he slept at a Las Vegas hotel. In the hotel's defense, he did ask for a 6 a.m. wake up.
Okay, one more. Here we go.
Last week, a whole ass wheel just straight up fell off a Boeing airplane during takeoff. In a statement, Boeing said, "Don't worry, no one was hurt because the wheel's fall was broken by a door that blew off one of our other planes."
Okay, this is from The Tonight Show. This is Jimmy Fallon.
Some more business news. I saw that Airbnb has banned indoor security cameras. Yeah. I'll give you a minute to remember every Airbnb you ever stayed in and what you did there.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, whoops. I'm so dumb about this. I really thought that was already banned.
Right.
In Airbnbs.
Right. But apparently not.
Fallon also talked about a vegan bakery.
Well, listen to this. I read that a vegan bakery in New York is under investigation for allegedly trying to pass off Dunkin' Donuts as their own. Oh. People got suspicious when the vegan donuts tasted good.
Mm. Yeah.
On the Kelly and Mark Show, Sebastian Maniscalco, he's preparing for his It Ain't Right comedy tour. And Sebastian said, there are just so many things that ain't right.
Your biggest tour yet, yeah?
It ain't right tour. Yeah, it ain't right. There's a lot of things that ain't right in the country.
Give us
one thing.
You know what ain't right? People on an airplane taking their shoes and socks off.
No, that ain't right.
Barefoot, going to the bathroom. What's that all about?
That's disgusting.
Yeah, you shouldn't really be walking on those carpeting. Ugh.
Speaking of walking, that's something else Sebastian Maniscalco hates. Walking on red carpets.
Don't like red carpets, all right?
Why don't you like red carpets?
Because, okay, when I did the red carpet, Gaga went out, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right.
And it was like lightning.
Right.
Couldn't see. Elton John went out, lightning. I know it's a problem when they got to announce who's coming out. So when I go out, they're like, all right, everybody, Sebastian Maniscalco. And I come out, and it was like a bathroom break for the photographers. They're cleaning their lens like, who? And I'm out there, I'm like, Green Book? Anybody Green Book? So no photos. And no one wants to talk to me.
So Sebastian Maniscalco recalls the year that Green Book won Best Picture. Sebastian rushed to get on stage because he was in the movie, but he ended up splitting his pants.
I didn't make it on stage.
Of course not. You couldn't make it from all that way.
Well, the whole cast was here. I was up there.
Yeah.
I was running down. I had a couple in me. I was running down the stairs to see if I could get on stage.
Yeah.
As I was running down the stairs, fell down the stairs, right? Because I had a tuxedo on,
sure.
And I'm not really used to walking in, slippery shoes. I'm not as coordinated as you. I didn't make it on stage. The whole cast, the Green Book was up here. the gaffers, the audio people, and I was outside with a rip in my pants because I fell down the stairs.
That's hilarious. All right, the sequel to This Is Spinal Tap has officially begun filming in New Orleans. Celebrity cameos have been announced. Questlove, Trisha Yearwood, Garth Brooks, Paul McCartney, and Elton John. The movie sees the guys getting back together reluctantly for one more contractually obligated concert after years of separation and bad blood.
Can't wait.
Oh, that's going to be good. Paul McCartney, the Eagles, and Brandi Carlile, as well as Sheryl Crow, Jon Bon Jovi, and Zac Brown, all announced as performers for the upcoming tribute concert for the late Jimmy Buffett. This is going to be at the Hollywood Bowl on April 11th. What a show.
Yeah. Mm.
And we need some special music for our final story today. Here it is. Yes, the theme to Curb Your Enthusiasm. Wait till you hear this. Lori Loughlin parodied her college admissions scandal on the new episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Oh. She guest stars as an exaggerated version of herself who Larry David helps get into a country club. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I'm feeling pretty good. Pretty, 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 pretty good.
And that's your entertainment news for a Tuesday, March 12th.